Hey there, Tiger Sports fans, and welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Sports Network Extra. I'm sitting here with the track and field head coach, Coach Penny. Say hello to the folks out there, Coach.
And welcome, everybody. Excited to be on the air with Trevor tonight, getting ready for our conference championships this weekend. Held over there at Wabash College. We're excited about the opportunity. It's always a fun event when you see the culmination of your work and your efforts from January, battling the weather and other factors as you get out there and see what you can do in this championship event. Should be fun.
So, Coach, you just mentioned how we had to battle the elements back in January, or how your team, rather, had to battle the elements back in January. What are the challenges of practicing in January when usually you run indoors, a sport that takes up a lot of space, uses a lot of equipment? What are the challenges in the wintertime?
Really, it's just finding the time, meeting everyone's academic calendars or schedules, space, so that everybody get a chance to get some workouts in. It's very challenging, probably more challenging than anything else. But our kids find a way. They persevere. They challenge themselves to get in here and get the work in and progress to try and be the best they can be and continue to grow and learn and continue to improve their skills. Our distance and middle distance people, they are used to dealing with the elements. They dress. They go outside and they persevere. The big thing, and I don't know what it is, but the weather gods have looked down on us this year and given us a great winter that has allowed us to prepare better than we've ever done in the last 5 or 6 years because it's been so mild. So, it's a challenge, but, our kids find a way to get through it.
So, Coach, what's the itinerary for this weekend? You mentioned you're going to Wabash, and that's the indoor conference meet. So you're leaving tomorrow, correct? And then what happens from then on out?
Well, we'll pull out here tomorrow, 9 a.m., and head over there. It's about a 3.5-hour drive. We'll get there about 12:30. I have a meeting at 1 o'clock with the coaches from the conference to get all the preliminary stuff done. And then the events kick off at 2 o'clock, and we'll go till 7:30 with qualifying rounds and finals and a lot of our events. We'll kick back Friday night at the motel, get some nice pasta dinner, get our distance and middle distance and sprinters fired up and ready to go. And then Saturday we kick it off again at 10 o'clock in the morning and wrap it up at about 5:30. And then, celebrate the accomplishments of our team and our individuals and then come back, get a little break, and get ready to regroup, get ourselves focused on the outdoor schedule. And, our first outdoor meet is at Emory University at the latter part of March. So, things move rather quickly. It's going to be an exciting weekend filled with a lot of ups and downs. That's what track and field's about. You're going to have some real swings and emotions, but I think our people have prepared well. I know the coaching staff are really looking forward to getting out there and watching our athletes perform and hopefully do the best they can and emerge victorious in a lot of their individual events.
So, Coach, this is a conference that's got a lot of top-heavy teams. So, really, other than the first two, Wabash and Ohio Wesleyan on the men's side, and really Ohio Wesleyan on the women's side, 2 through 7 on the women's side and 3 through 9 on the men's side are wide open. What are your hopes and expectations? What is it going to come down to in the final point scoring for this meet?
Well, I think every place, every inch, every second, every handoff and a relay are going to be critical because, we sit and assess everything. Yeah, it's top-heavy Wabash, Ohio Wesleyan on the women's side, but those thirds and fourths and fifths and sixths in every race are going to be crucial to where we finish up as a team. And it's going to be real close. I think we can, if we perform well as we're capable of with the maturity and the talent that we have, we could do very well. But on the other side, if we drop the baton or false start or miss a jump, we could be, at the bottom of the list. So it's really, really going to be a close meet from those middle places down. And everything's going to be critical to where the outcome is.
So, Coach, we were talking about a team, but track is, after all, an individual sport for the most part. Have you had any individual standouts this year in any of this?
Well, I think the biggest standout for us right now, and again, for us it's individuals, but it's also a combination of the individuals coming together as a team. But right now the top athlete we have is Victor Banjo from Sugar Land, Texas. He's a sophomore. Right now he ranks fourth in the country in the 60-meter dash. He's earned himself a trip to go to Grinnell College next weekend to compete at the national meet. We think he's got a heck of a shot at being a national champion. But, just getting there is a huge step. They only take 13 men in every individual event, so he's given himself that opportunity. But There's still a lot more there, and Coach Hilliard's really worked well with him and gotten him ready for that opportunity. But he's got some work cut out for him this weekend, running the 60, the 200, and the relay. But, yeah, he's done well. Shelby Cahill, freshman hurdler, has looked very strong for the women in that event. But, again, you got to go out there and race, and she's close to qualifying as well. But really it's a combination of everybody working together, pushing each other every day, challenging each other to make sure they get the opportunity to get a little bit better. And that's what it's really about.
So, Coach, you mentioned that a few national qualifiers or potential national qualifiers, Victor Banjo being a qualifier already and Shelby Cahill a possible qualifier after this weekend, what are the procedures, what are the qualifications needed to make the national meet? Not necessarily in a specific event, but across the board.
Well, the NCAA went to a new system. In the past, we had an A list and a B list. If you were an A list, you were an automatic qualifier. The B list were people who were close to that A, and they went to the B list if they needed to fill the fields in particular events. But now they've gone to a set standard where they're going to take 13 men, 15 women in individual events, and it's 15 in every relay. So you have to be in that top list to get to the national meet. If there are ties, it goes back to second best performance. That's how they break the ties. There will be no 16th, 17th, and 18th person if they're ties. It is strictly 13 and 15. So it's a whole different game because, you know, let's say you are number 15 on the list in the 5,000 meters and you don't know whether to go to a last chance meet or kind of live off of that 15th place and hope that no one beats you. So it's really put a real different perspective on how you're going to approach your athlete who has that chance of getting to the national level. So, you know, we've taken a long look at some of the things we want to do, and that's why we took Victor to Ohio State to run. We took Shelby to Ohio State just to see if we can get that big time to put them up there on, higher on the list so they're pretty much secured a spot at the national meet.
So you've taken quite a different approach this season in coaching and practicing than you have taken in the past years, and it's called Write Your Own Story. Can you talk a little bit about that? What is that?
Well, it's something I was at the national convention in San Antonio, Texas, and a real good friend of mine is the head coach at the University of Minnesota, and I had a chance to do breakfast with him one day, and we were just talking about some of the things he does to help motivate his athletes. And this is a program that he's put together for the number of years he's been at Minnesota, even prior to that at the University of Wisconsin. And I just thought it was a really unique idea and something I wanted to try for our athletes to be able to track their workouts, their meet performances, how they feel every day, how they respond to a practice, or how they respond to an academic challenge. I just thought it was really something special that they could write down, take 5 minutes to write down what they did that day so they could look at it every day or maybe every week, every month, and maybe down the road when, you know, when they're retired from the sport, they pull that out of a catalog or a box and say, hey, I remember this year when I did all this stuff and it was really unique. So that was the idea behind the whole thing, where they can write their story about their performances, their practices, their daily activities, something I think that they will remember and cherish for a lifetime, I hope.
So finally, Coach, the question that we're all concerned about, your Pittsburgh Pirates this year, how are they looking?
I really don't know. I'm too wrapped up with Hines Ward retirement and not signing and my Penguins, but, you know, Pittsburgh baseball hasn't been what it was in the 60s and 70s when I used to go to games. I'm hoping they can get back up there and have a winning season, but it's baseball, and right now I'm into track season.
All right, thanks a lot for your time, Coach, and thanks for listening, Tiger Sports Nation. This has been an interview with head track and field coach Craig Penny. Coach, thanks for your time, and we'll be seeing you around.
All right, thank you very much. Anytime.
Tune in after spring break when we have another athlete or coach we talk to, but for now, so long, Tiger Sports Nation.